This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, June 1. Word and Deed Ministry. Our reading comes from Acts chapter 6. In those days, when the number of disciples was increasing, the Hellenistic Jews among them complained against the Hebraic Jews because their widows were being overlooked in the daily distribution of food. So the 12 gathered all the disciples together and said, "It would not be right for us to neglect the ministry of the Word of God in order to wait on tables. Brothers and sisters, choose 7 men from among you who are known to be full of the Spirit and wisdom. We will turn this responsibility over to them and will give our attention to prayer and the ministry of the Word." This proposal pleased the whole group. They chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit. They presented these men to the apostles, who prayed and laid their hands on them. So the word of God spread. The number of disciples in Jerusalem increased rapidly, and a large number of priests became obedient to the faith. Now Stephen, a man full of God's grace and power, performed great wonders and signs among the people. Opposition arose, however, from members of the synagogue of the freedmen, as it was called, who began to argue with Stephen, but they could not stand up against the wisdom the Spirit gave him as he spoke. Then they secretly persuaded some men to say, "We have heard Stephen speak blasphemous words against Moses and against God." So they stirred up the people and the elders and the teachers of the law. They seized Stephen and brought him before the Sanhedrin. They produced false witnesses who testified, "This fellow never stops speaking against the holy place and against the law. For we have heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth will destroy this place and change the customs Moses handed down to us." All who were sitting in the Sanhedrin looked intently at Stephen, and they saw that his face was like the face of an angel. Not long after Pentecost, the unity of the church was being threatened. Widows from a Greek background were being left out in the daily distribution of food for needy persons. So the 12 apostles who were leading the church gathered the community together to discuss a solution to this problem. 7 people were then chosen to lead in the service ministries of the whole community. The unity of the church was restored, and the word of God continued to spread. Stephen's work is especially highlighted in this chapter of Acts. His ministry of helpful deeds is also marked by a ministry of words. Stephen helps us understand that God calls us to be his witnesses with our actions and our words. By God's grace and power, Stephen both did great wonders and spoke great wisdom. Stephen's work was full of power because it was a testimony of integrity and truth. He walked among fellow Christians as a disciple of Jesus, and he talked to others and invited them to follow Jesus. But some powerful leaders outside the church saw Stephen as a threat. They persuaded false witnesses to speak against him, and yet Stephen remained a witness for Jesus. Even his face, looking like the face of an angel, was a sign of his close relationship with God. Pray with me. Lord of the church, empower us by your Spirit to be your witnesses in word and deed. May even our faces enjoy your sorrow, show our love for you and others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.